ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 भागवतं नाम अनुपमसमितं उत्तमश्लोकचालितं शिखादभवद्वामसी निःश्रेयसाय लोकस्य धन्यं स्वशयनं महत् महत् ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनी जी नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे चरणे विशेष शून्यवारी पश्चात देश नमो महावरण्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रजायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरात्रे नमः हे कृष्ण अरुण सिंधु दीन बंधु जगत के गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत मोहिते तप्ता कांचन गौरंगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वामित्र देवी प्रणमामि कृपाहम वंदे श्री गुरु दीन सारणे कृष्णाजुमे The various phases of one's material life, beginning with birth and culminating in death, are all properties of the body and do not affect the soul, just as the apparent waxing and waning of the moon does not affect the moon. itself. Such changes are enforced by imperceptible movement of time.
一闻，众生物质身生命的各个阶段，从出生开始到最后死亡，全是躯体的特征，不影响灵魂，如同月圆月缺，不影响月亮本身。这些变化受不为人所察知的时间运转的驱使。
They will go over the words, Visarga.
字对字。Visarga. 出生生。
Adya. Beginning with.
以什么为开始。
Na. The time of death, and the body is burnt to ashes.
死亡之际，躯体被烧成灰烬。
Ending with.
以什么为结束？
Bhava, the states.
阶段。
Dehasya, of the body.
躯体的。
不Eva, as
如同
Chandrasya of the moon
月亮的
Kalena by time
由于时间
of Yasta imperceptible
不被人所觉察
Vardhana Smoke
谁的运动
So Leave the reflection of the brain space.
同样月亮看似变大接着逐渐变小最后消失。
Hare Krishna. You're there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Soon as the moon appears to grow, diminish, and finally disappear. The moon is a lunar reflection. Sunlight is understood. The moon itself does not grow or diminish, whether we perceive the reflection of the moon in various phases. Similarly, the eternal soul is not born, nor does it die, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Jayate Mriyate Vakadachin. We perceive the reflection soul in the form of the gross material body and the subtle mind, which undergo various material changes.
既然月光是阳光的反射，就该知道月亮本身既不变大也不变小，然而我们却看到各个阶段的月亮是印象。同样，永恒的灵魂不生不死，正如巴格吉特证实的，那扎耶提米耶提瓦卡达奇。
Burning the sea, the sea dark, the moon is the sun, is the fiery planet, and the moon is the watering. Since all is confirmed by the biblical astronomy and further imagery, the ignorance of modern science about the actual nature of the moon planet.
我们感知到灵魂的反射，以粗糙物质躯体和精微新的形式经历各种物质变化。史达尔·斯瓦米说，太阳是一个火星球，月亮是水星球，这点也被史达尔·斯瓦米证实，并且深刻说明现代科学对月球的真实本身一无所知。
We won't say it, but can we understand the moon and all these things that are very difficult to understand?
毫无疑问，质疑的意思不用多说，月亮，等等，就这些是很难理解的。
But we can definitely observe how it appears to change. Everybody.
我们确定无疑的能够观察到月亮在变化。
We know it's when you can't see it. You can't see it. You can see maybe a little something that can't really see the moonlight. No moonlight. Dark, dark. Sometimes it's called the dark moon.
有新月，就新月这个时候呢，你什么也看不见。有的时候呢，被称为是暗月。
And then it gradually gets bigger.
It's 逐渐的呢，这月牙儿就越长越大。
So now, like it's half, you know, Radhastami is the eighth day, so that's just after half. You know.
那今的明天是 Radhastami， 它就到了一半的那么大的月亮。
So it's pretty bright. Then gradually it becomes full moon.But if we just watch the moon, we'll never see the change. We won't see it.
渐渐的又变成了满月。但如果你盯着月亮，就是一直这么盯着月亮，你就觉得月亮是不变的。
But after a few days, we notice the change.
但是如果就是隔几天你再看的话，就会发现月亮它是变化着的，月相。
And you can tell time. You know, many ancient cultures, that's how they keep track of time by changing the moon.
在古代呢，古代人他们会根据月相来确定日历。
And it affects the tide. You can tell how the ocean is going to change everything according to the position of the moon.
月圆月缺也会引起潮涨潮落。
And it gives a lot of light, but all light in the universe is somehow coming from the sun in different ways.
月亮散发着清辉。 但是在宇宙之间，几乎所有的光芒都是来自于太阳的光芒。
Even oil or coal, and somehow even energy from the sun is built up and then stored up and then treated in a certain way, and fire comes down.
Pardon?
You know, if you have dry wood and you rub it in the right way, you can get fire out. The fire is stored up in there.
如果我们拿两根干木在那里摩擦的话，就会着火。
So the example is that our bodies also, the soul is not changing ever, but the body is always changing.
所以，我们的躯体不断变化着，但我们是不变的。
You know, because we get different bodies. It's born and then it grows.
但是我们躯体的变化不会像月亮的变化那么有规律。我们的躯体的变化就是出生、成长。
As long as the soul is there, it will go through these changes.
只要灵魂仍然在躯体当中，躯体就会产生变化。
So then it maintains after some time, stops growing.
接着躯体就保持在特定的阶段一段时间，停止生长。
That's for human bodies, animal bodies, tree bodies, you know, insects, birds.
无论人类的躯体，还是动物的躯体、树木的躯体，都是如此。
And day by day, you won't see the change. You have to check, you know, after some time.
这一天一天过去之后，看似好像没有很大的变化，但是如果过了一段时间，会发现是有变化的。
Then the way it's put here is production of byproducts. That means, you know, having children or seeds and growing more, you know, laying eggs or whatever, produce more of the same thing.
之后呢，就会产生副产品，像鸟类啊，会下蛋。
Then it starts to get old and it dwindles and it shrinks down. We're not as tall as we used to be. Slower and everything gets old and then finally you leave the body. Or death. It's not, the soul doesn't die and the soul's not born and the soul doesn't change through all that.
之后躯体就逐渐衰老，缩水，也不像以前那么高大挺拔了。但是灵魂是不出生、不衰老、也不会死亡的。
It's like the moon doesn't actually change; it's always the moon, but somehow the light reflects. And you know, there's different theories, but you know, somehow or other, it seems to change.
正如月亮，它始终保持不变，虽然月相是在变化着。
So can we go to the next verse also?
Yes, 那我们现在看下个世界。
Kalena Yoga Vegena Bhutanam Prabhavapyayo Nitya Vapi Na Rishete Atmano Gnir Darchisham. The flames of fire appear to disappear every moment.And disappear. Yet the creation and destruction is not noticed by the ordinary observer. Similarly, the mighty waves of time flow constantly like the powerful currents of a river and imperceptibly cause birth, growth, and death of innumerable material bodies. Yet the soul, who is thus constantly forced to change its position, cannot perceive the actions of time.
却不为普通观察者所注意。同样，强大的时间波澜，犹如汹涌的、澎湃的江河，长流不息，不为人觉察的，引发无数物质躯体出生、成长、消亡。可是如此不断被迫变化， 的状态，处在不断变化状态的灵魂，却感知不到时间的运行。
The Brahmana Avaduta instructing King Yadu again gives the example of fire after having already preceded the example of the moon. This analytical method is called Singha Vilokan, Mayan's glance, in which one simultaneously proceeds forward and casts backward glances to see if anything has been overlooked. Thus the sage proceeds with his analysis but returns to the example of fire to illustrate the need of renunciation. The material body is certainly an ephemeral and phantasmagorial manifestation of the Lord's external potency.
这位 Brahmana Avaduta 在教导亚杜王的时候讲过月亮的例子之后又谈到火的例子，这种分析法叫做 Singhavalokana， 狮子的回眸一瞥，即人在继续向前的同时回头扫视看是否遗漏了什么。就这样，这位圣人在继续分析的时候又回到火的例子上，以阐明气绝的必要性。物质躯体无疑是主的外在能量变化不定的短暂展示。
So there's some good words there. Ephemeral, I think that in English people, because I have English people listen, that just means temporary, comes and goes, and lasts. Fancy way of saying temporary.
这个就是瞬息万变。
I'm sure you have a word for it in Chinese, but maybe better. Phantasmagorical means just imagine it. So Lord's external energy just comes and goes. The flames of a fire constantly take birth and disappear. Yet we perceive the fire as a continuous reality. Similarly, the soul is a continuous reality.Although the material bodies appear and disappear constantly by the influence of time.
火焰不断的时隐时现，我们却认为火是恒常不间断的真相。同样，灵魂时期不断的真相。
But mostly we don't see the soul.
大部分情况下，我们看不见灵魂。
But the body changes and everybody's fascinated by it, you know.
但是躯体的变化令每个人都感到令人惊讶。
Everybody likes to watch their children grow up.
每个人都喜欢看着他们孩子日渐长大。
People are always measuring how tall they are and how much they weigh and so on.
大人就喜欢给他们的孩子量身高量体重。
These things just go on because the soul is not there, then nobody will grow.
但除非灵魂在躯体当中，否则躯体不会生长。
As soon as the soul is gone, the body rots, and you have to burn it or do something with it.
一旦灵魂离开了这具躯体。躯体立刻就开始腐朽，所以必须要将这具躯体烧掉。
He said that the most astonishing thing is that no one thinks they will die. Because the soul is eternal, the living entity is prone to accept any fleeting situation as permanent. Forgetting his eternal nature can be truly experienced only in the eternal atmosphere of the spiritual sky.
据说世上最令人惊讶的事情是没有人会认为自己会死，因为灵魂是永恒的，所以生物容易把短暂的情况接受为永恒，而忘记了只有在灵性天空的永恒氛围中才能真正体会到以及永恒的本性。
If one is convinced, he develops the quality of vairagya, a detachment from the material.
人如果对这一事实确信无疑，便能培养出 vairagya 超脱物质幻象的品质。
So that said, this mentioned there was really amazing. People don't think they're going to die.
也就是说，世上最令人惊讶的事情是，没有人认为自己会死。
So that's a famous verse from the Mahabharata.
Mahabharata 当中有一个著名的诗节。
Yudhishthira, when the Pandavas, they were lost and there was no water, so they were looking for water.
Yudhishthira 为首的潘度五子走迷了路，他们感到口渴，他们在寻找水。
And Yudhishthira asked Bhima to climb up a tree and look for water. So he got up a tree and he could see a lake.
Yudhishthira 就让 Bhima 爬上一棵大树去观察有没有水源。Bhima 看到前面有个湖。
So Yudhishthira sent one of the brothers to go to that lake and get some water.
Yudhishthira 便命令其中的一个弟兄去那里去取水喝。
And they were so thirsty that they were running towards the lake.
他们都渴渴难忍，就奔跑到湖边。
And then a voice, a yaksha, in the form of a bird, said, "Wait, wait, this is my lake. You can't go there."
有一只变成鸟的 yaksha 就高声叫道。等等等等，这个湖属于我。
Before you, if you don't answer all my questions, then if you go there, you'll die.
如果不回答我的问题，你们就去这个湖那里，就会毙命。
So Bhima, he's so thirsty, he just started drinking water and he died.
Bhima 那么口渴渴的。难以忍受，他一气就捧起水喝，那他马上就死掉了。
So, after some time, he didn't come back. So Yudhishthira sent another one to go look for him.
所以过段时间呢，兵们没回来 ，Yudhishthira 呢就派另外一个兄弟去找他兵马。
And the same thing happened.
就发生了同样的事情。
Then another brother went. He saw the other two dead, but still he just was so thirsty. He ran and drank.
然后又过去了另外一个弟兄，然后他也是口渴难耐，就捧起水喝，也同样就死了。
So finally, all four brothers, and then Yudhishthira himself went.
最后，所有四个弟弟就都死了。最后 ，Yudhishthira 必须得自己亲自去。
And But Yudhishthira controlled himself and said, "All right, ask your questions."
但是 Yudhishthira 他控制了自己，他说：“好吧，你问那个问题吧。”
Well, there's 100 questions, a really good question.
所以这 Yaksha 就提了100个非常精彩的问题。
But the one he asked, "What is the most amazing thing in the world?"
那其中有一个是。这个世界上最令人惊讶的事情是什么呢
？And Yudhishthira said this one, "Hani ahani bhutani gacchantiha yamalaya sheshaha stavaram gacchanti kim ascharyam atat param." That means every day, hundreds and millions of living entities go to the kingdom of death.Still, those who are remaining aspire for permanent situation. What could be more astonishing than this?
每一天就是数以万计的生物都去了死亡的地方，但是那些活着的人，他们仍然在追求并不永恒的事情。还有什么比这更令人惊讶的呢？
That everybody's seen it, everybody's died, and everything's temporary, and everybody knows great civilizations come and go, everything collapses, but still we're thinking, I will make a permanent situation. I will enjoy unlimited. Nothing will interrupt my enjoyment.That's the most amazing thing, Maya is so proud of me.
人们都知道，就是所有这些王朝都来去去的，建立了又毁灭，还有那么多的文明也都建立了又毁灭，而所有的这些人，他们出生又死亡，但是人仍然认为那个应该去追求享受，所以这是最令人惊讶的事情。
I guess I should finish the story. So, Yudhisthira answered all 100 questions perfectly.
Yudhisthira 就完美地回答了所有的问题。
So the Yaksha was very pleased, and all of a sudden he showed it. It was Yamaraj.
那 Yaksha 特别满意，他突然就现出了他的原型，原来是 Yamaraj 死神。
And.Yamaraj is actually the father of Yudhisthira.
Yamaraj 实际上是 Yudhisthira 的父亲。
So he said, I'm very pleased with you, and now you can have one of your brothers back.
他说现在我对你非常满意，你可以让你的其中一个弟弟起死回生。
So Yudhisthira, he asked, which one do you want?
所以他就问，你希望让哪个弟弟起死回生呢？
I think he said Sahadev, Nakula, one of them.
我想他可能只是说 Sahadev 或者 Nakula 其中之一。
So Yamaraj was shocked. Why didn't you ask for Arjuna? You know, he's the most powerful warrior. He can really help you the most.
Yamaraj 就很震惊，说你干嘛不要求让阿朱呢起死复生呢？他是最有力量的呀。
And Yudhisthira said, "Well, Kunti, our mother, I'm still alive, so she has one son. But Madri, the other mother, she doesn't have any, so I'd get one back so she can have one son, even though she'd already passed this world, but to heaven." So Yamaraj was very impressed by that.
然后那个 Yudhisthira 就回答说，昆体仍然有我这个儿子在世，但是 Madri 却没有一个儿子还活着，所以如果其中的一个他们俩之中其中一个 活下来的话，那我的这个另外第二个母亲她就会非常的满意。所以亚马拉对他的这个回答就印象特别深刻。
So he gave back all the all of them.
所以他就令所有他的四个弟弟都起死复生了。
That's the position of Yudhisthira, so sober and intelligent, and be alert by anything.
Yudhisthira 他就是这样一位，就是这么一个有智慧的人。
So gradually we realize, you know, this is a fact. We hear it over and over again. We're not this body, we're spiritual, our body's temporary. But we're living like it's not. But eventually we can really give up the passions of the body and understand that whatever we have, this body is just meant to serve Krishna. It's not good for anything else.
虽然我们知道，我们都知道，我们不是这具躯体，而是永恒的灵魂。但是我们活着，就好像是这个躯体能永恒能保持下去一样。但是这个躯体之所以存在，它只是最终我们必须得放弃对这个躯体的依附，只是因为这个躯体还能用来做服务，所以我们才保存着这个躯体。
So we see, you know, we learn to look, tree, but you know, everything's changing. Many times, relatives or mother and grandmother, they'll have so many pictures when they were children, and their life would show where it's at. We like to think about it also. Oh, yeah, there I am. And then we realize the body's constantly changing. It's the same person, but it's a different body.
那我们的母亲或者是祖母就喜欢给我们看我们小时候照片，看这个家庭成员的这所有这些照片。那我们可以看到，我们这个躯体是不断的在变化着，但人还是同一个人。
So not, you know, just to know I'm not the body, that's only the very beginning.To know that what we are is a soul, and the soul, what is the soul is an individual person who has no birth and death and is a servant of Krishna. He's fully sentient, able to enjoy, perceive, and think and feel.
你仅仅知道我们不是这个躯体，这还不够，还要知道我们真实的身份，我们作为灵魂的身份。是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，灵魂它是有感知的，它能看、听、能感受、能够享受生活。
So it's so simple concept, but you know nobody's living according to that. Most people, you know, they'll say, "Oh yeah, I know I'm going to die," but they don't live like they're going to die. They live like they're going to live forever, just enjoying their body.
大部分人呢，他们知道哦，是要死的，但是他们的生活就好像是他们会永远活着一样，他们试图在享受这个躯体。
They're not preparing for next life. We are trying to.
他们并不为来世做准备，而我们是在为来世做准备。
You know, we're devotees and somehow or other we gave up, you know, the gross sense gratification and many other things.
我们都是奉献者，我们放弃了那些粗糙的感官享乐，很多的。
And then we realize that's the cause of mercy of the Lord. And because we're chanting the holy name, we get a lot of understanding. We get a greater pleasure.
我们知道这是来自于主的仁慈，因为我们唱诵了圣名，所以我们获得了更大的快乐。
It's living in this body, we get a lot of trouble just to maintain our body. We have to sleep, to eat, and to bathe, to dress it.
居住在这身体当中呢，有很多的麻烦，你必须得给他穿衣服、吃饭、洗澡。
So, those are just the basic things of these verses. So, let's see if you have any questions today.
好，那我们接下来。
所以就是倘若我们追随一个孤儿，按照这个孤儿的训示去成
佛。Whatever we want, if we want to forget Krishna, he can arrange that.
那就取决于我们有什么样的愿望。倘若我们要愿意想要遗忘 Krishna, Krishna 也可以安排。
If we want to forget Krishna, he can arrange that also.
如果我们想要记住 Krishna 或者是想要遗忘 Krishna， Krishna 都可以做出这种安排。
So we have to pray to Krishna, help me, let me understand, let me see the light.
我们要向 Krishna 祈祷，请帮助我吧，请让我明白吧，请让我看到光明。
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Shalakaya thatI was born in darkness ignorance. With my eyes shut tight, the my spiritual master has kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. To will it and create it. Please help me more. Now I, you know, we've realized so much.
就像这个师姐，就 Om Jnana Timirandasya，就领导是他以知识的火炬起亮了我们在黑暗被黑暗蒙蔽的双眼。我们在祈求着帮助。The next question, Mara. Okay. 下一个问题，刀姬，顶拜孤儿莲花族，读懂梵歌好难。为什么说梵歌是经典的基础？Dalji, the obeisance to the lotus feet of Guru. It's so difficult to read and understand Bhagavad Gita. Why it is said that Bhagavad Gita is the basis of the scriptures? Hare Krishna?Maharaj? Hare Krishna?
Not so much mixed up and over close from home. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mara.
More questions?
Yes. The next question, this devotee asked, it's so difficult to read Bhagavad, understand Bhagavad Gita, so why it is said that Bhagavad Gita is the basis of the sastra?
It's not difficult to understand Bhagavad Gita.
理解佛教梵歌并没有那么难。
We have, you know, if you just know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of everything, that's what Bhagavad Gita is about. And we're servants of Krishna.
要如果他说知道 Krishna 是至尊性格神首万缘之源，而我们是他的仆人，这就是佛教梵歌的内容。
Understand?
明白吗
It's difficult because we're blockheads. We want to understand it in some kind of way, like we can understand how to use your smartphone or something.But you just have to understand this principle that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And we are servants. Everything comes from Krishna. Once you accept that, then everything falls into place.
We are trying to understand our own way, so we feel difficult. It's like we are using a phone like that. 以那种方式去理解。他说我们理解这个原则， Krishna 是至尊主，我们全部都是他的仆人，而且所有万事万物都自 Krishna 流眼而出。只要我们接受这一点，那么所有的事物呢，也都顺理成章的，也都各就各位了。
OK，
好吧，下一个。
Don't try to understand the Bhagavad Gita, just try to enjoy reading it.
不要试图去理解《薄伽梵歌》，只要去努力，享受《薄伽梵歌》。
Just only love, not understand.
去爱 Krishna, 而不是去理解的。
Okay.
好，那我们看下一个问题。Harry Bowl, 顶拜 Guru Maharaj 莲花组，请问可以分享一点是了 Prabhu?Srila Prabhu 和 Radhastami 的消失光的概念。这 Harry Bowl， 您说的这个 Srila Prabhu 啊 ，Prabhupada 啊 ，Abiding to Lotus Feet of Guru Maharaj， Can you share some Lila?About Prabhupada and Radhastami. Thank you very much.
He gave sometimes class on Radhastami.
有的时候我讲 Radhastami 的课。
I'm not sure, so many things. I know one time when the head Pujari and L.A. asked Prabhupada, what should we cook on Janmashtami?
Radhastami.
Radhastami.
我记得有一次呢，洛杉矶有一位 Pujari 就问识了 Prabhupada， 我们在 Radhastami 那天应该做什么？做什么呢？应该做烹饪什么？
And Prabhupada said to make green pea kachoris.
Kichri, green pea. 然后那啪啪回答说我们做那个绿豆 Kichri, 绿豆粥菜粥绿豆菜粥。
So, that's one thing I know. And he said, we sing this song, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Kuratara.Mandala Mahate Tamadala Rati Vajana Veshe Rinishkita Vendari Kuneshe Vishabhanashi That song, he said he sang that in Jamashmi, nice song by Rupa Goswami.
所以在 Radhastami 这一天呢就唱这首 Rupa Goswami 所撰写的这首歌颂 Radharani 的歌。
So that's about all I can say about Prabhupada. He didn't talk about Radharani so much.
Prabhupada, 这就是我想说的。Prabhupada 他并没有谈论很多有关于 Radharani 的事。Maharaj, you mean green pea? Green pea, is it the mung?
No, green pea. The fresh green peas.
Oh, fresh green pea.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 刚才翻译的并不准确，应该是做的是青豆 khichri, 青豆菜粥，而不是绿豆菜粥。新鲜的青豆。 the next question?
Yeah.
还是刀姬，他顶拜过了莲花族，超灵为什么居住在人体里？ Obeisance to Lotus Feet Guru. Why does the super soul reside in human body?
Super soul resides in everybody.
超灵居住在每一个生物当中。
Because the soul, we come in the material world and we have all these desires, but we can't arrange to fulfill all those desires. Krishna does that. Krishna is the one that knows everything, he knows all our desires, and he comes to guide everybody, ultimately to bring us back to him.
因为当灵魂进入这个宇宙的时候，进入物质世界的时候，它是带着欲望而来的，但是它无法实现它的欲望。而 Krishna 他是知道我们的欲望的，他指导着灵魂，可以带领灵魂回到 Krishna 那里。
So he arranges, so many things, suffering and enjoyment.It's all meant, to bring us back to him.
So Krishna,
he has to make all the arrangements. The super soul that remembers everything. He's the one that, directs and wandering to the other communities. Krishna.
他安排着一切，因为我们就想要享受。他最终带领我们就回去。他也安排让我们能够记住他。在灵魂的漫游的历程当中呢 ，Krishna 一直都在哪里？这个问题能不能帮到你呢？您？Okay, the next question is, hello.How to cook green pea kachori?
Kachori.
Kachori.
Kachori. Kachoris are not easy to cook, but it's like a samosa, but a little bit different. Prabhupada especially like kachori.
Kachori 不那么好做，它有点像 samosa。Prabhupada 喜欢 kachori. Oh, so can you describe what exactly is kachori?
It's a little hard. You can look it up in the internet, and it'll show you how to make them with pictures or maybe movies or anything. Just look up how to make kachori. Put that in your search.
It is not a porridge.
No, it's like a samosa.
Okay.
You have to make the dough, but you wrap it up in a different way, and it's cooked in a slightly different way.
Okay. Oh, 对不起，就我翻译。
It's a very delicate, nice, wonderful thing.
我翻译的不准确，不是青豆粥，而是这个。Kachori 呢，就有点像 samosa 一样，就是需要和那个面团，然后把这个馅儿包得很精致，以不同的方式来包裹这个馅。马尔说，我们可以上网查，他可能有视频，可能指导我们该怎么去做。
Something like a dumpling or something. Something
有一点像饺子。
There's a lot of recipes are shown on YouTube, but you don't have YouTube. But I'm sure if you look in your search, you know, Chinese search, you'll find also because there's a lot of Indian people want to know Indian cooking.
So YouTube 上是可以搜到的，但是我们上不去 YouTube， 但是有很多印度人，他们就会做 Kichori。
Many different kinds and different kinds of things inside.
可以在这个皮里头塞进各种。
Madhasami Prabhupada said that.
就往里头塞各种各样的馅。
Anyway, who's waiting today? Sati?
Jai Padma Devadasi.
Only we as Sati and Guru.
Gurumani. Gurumani.
Yeah. I just saw the picture.Kichora, Olivia, Sati Devi, and Guru Mani.
Is it a red bean? Red bean. Sweet?
No, that's the sauce on top of it.
Oh, okay, sauce.
This one, I don't know what's inside of it. There's pictures of the outside of it. There's so many pictures of it. And leaves and things inside. Different people. Even chicken, you know. Potatoes. Dal, mung dal, or dal, you know. You can put so many things inside.
Is it salty or sweet?
Easy thing to make.But I'm sure if you just put in your search, whatever search you have, you know, and you just put Kichori, you'll find it.
就妈妈是在这个就是这个对话框里给我们放了一个 Kichori 的图片，上面有三个金黄色的就跟球一样的，有 Kichori， 旁边还有一小碟子是酱。妈妈说里面可以搁土豆馅儿啊，或者是绿豆馅儿啊，各种的。
Or if somebody has VPN, then you can.
就是在网上。
You have to make it.
在网上可以找到，网上可以找到，大家可以上网找这个 Kichori。
Anyway, Radhasmi, you know, it's very auspicious because it's Krishna's, you know, internal energy and it's very merciful. When we're chanting Hare Krishna, that's Radharani and it calls to Radharani. Radharani to engage us in Krishna's service.
Radharani 是非常仁慈的，在唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候，十字架也在呼唤 Radharani， 让我们从事一位 Krishna 做服务。
Please engage me in your service. She Krishna will do whatever Radharani asks him. So if Radharani says this is a nice devotee, please engage him, and Krishna will accept you.
无论 Radharani 提什么要求 Krishna 都会照办无误，如果 Radharani 说这有一个很好的奉献者请让他做服务吧， Krishna 也会批准的。
Radharani is pleased when someone tries to please Krishna. She just wants to hear about Krishna.
倘若有人要取悦 Krishna 的话， Radha 你就会感到满意， Radha 让你只想听 Krishna 的事情。
Okay, thank you. Interesting question. And Radharani is very merciful, certainly fast till noon. Radharani is cook. She always cooks for Krishna. She never cooked the same thing twice.
然而特别仁慈，所以呢，我们明天呢只是戒食到中午。让大家你擅长烹饪，他为 Krishna 做的饭菜呢没有重样的，从来不做两次。
And everything she cooked is nectar, and whoever eats what she cooks will never get sick.
无论让大家你做什么，都像甘露一样美味。谁要是吃了这样的他做的，永远不会得病。
She got a blessing from Durvasa Muni, so when Mother Yasoda heard about that, then she said she has to cook for Krishna every day.
他得到 Durvasa Muni 的祝福，当药师的妈妈听说了这个祝福之后，就说他今天就得为 Krishna 做饭。
So she would come every day and cook for Krishna.
所以姚真的妈妈说她应该每天为 Krishna 做饭，因此然后阿里就天天来给 Krishna 做饭。
Okay. All right, anything else?
There seems no question, no.
Good, thank you. That's about the normal time. Thank you very much, everybody.
Well,
have an Hari Hari Bowl.
Hari Hari Bowl.
We'll see you Friday morning, I hope. Last time I tried one thing, didn't work. Maybe I'll do different.
大家周五早上见。Hi, Bob.
Hare Krishna, 非常感恩我们亲爱的 Guruday, 给我们带来了这么甜美的一堂 Radhastami。前一天晚上的一个很甜美的讲课哈，然后呢也非常非常感恩Guru Mani Mata Ji的甜美的翻译，也感恩大家的好问题啊。然后哇，我刚刚看到大家还有一些问题哈，然后因为今天也有一点晚了，然后Guru估计明天还会有一些节目，那我把这些问题我把它留下来，然后放到周五的早上来提，可以吗？深深的顶拜大家 Hare Krishna， 感恩大家今天的聆听。 Hare Krishna。